WRNN FM 99.5 presents Heather Hansen O'Neill on the humanity of sales, where purpose meets profit. Made possible by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. This is where we shine a light on local business leaders who are actively helping our community and learn about the correlation between doing good and profitability. And now, Heather Hansen O'Neill.
Hello and welcome to The Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. And I'm your host, Heather Hansen O'Neill. If this is your first time listening, you are in for a treat. This is an amazing guest. You're going to love her. But before I dive into an introduction, I want to let you know about why this show exists. Starting with my mission to help 10,000 leaders fulfill their impact goals, intensifying after the research my team did to demonstrate the correlation between doing good and profitability, and then every day seeing it in action with the incredible people and businesses in our area. I knew that we had to get this specific message out into the world. Each week at 10 a.m. on Sundays, I'll be shining a light on local companies who are doing the right things to support their people, going over and above for their customers, and contributing to the community in a powerful way. Some weeks, I'll do a deeper dive into how you can do that with strategies and suggestions, and this show is for you. So if you have questions, a topic you're interested in, or you know a company who deserves some recognition for their generous spirit, let me know. Reach out to me at heather@thehumanityofsales.com. Now, in addition to shining a light on our local companies who are leading with humanity, I'll be periodically sharing stories of national and international brands who are as well to inspire ideas for you. Today's example is Cisco. Cisco has an ambitious company goal to positively impact 1 billion people by 2025. And it's a commitment that begins small with its people on their very first day. Each new employee is given $15 in their onboarding session to donate to a charity of their choice. The idea is that a sense of care can and should be embedded in the DNA of the company. I'm sharing this one with you because, you know, we think about these big, audacious goals, these big missions that sometimes remain in a plaque on the wall, and they can begin very small. This is something you and I can both do. Something simple to get started. So I'm going to continue to encourage you to activate some of these strategies. And now I am so excited to share our guest with you today. Now, Tammy, as you have heard, Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies, is our partner. She is our primary sponsor. She is amazing. And in getting to know her as a human being, as a business owner, I thought, my goodness, we have to get her on the show as a guest too, because she lives this. This is a philosophy for why she started her business. She's doing it, and I needed to introduce her to you. So after 30 years in the finance industry, Tammy came to financial advising due to the realization that not everyone has the same comfort with finances and planning that she does. She founded Thrive Private Wealth Strategies because she's passionate about helping her clients build confidence in these areas and help them reach their financial and life goals. She knows the importance of education as well and holds numerous events throughout the year for her clients and the community. Tammy volunteers with the Palmetto Literacy Council and is a member of Conway Downtown Alive and the Myrtle Beach Regional Economic Development Corp. Tammy grew up in New Hampshire, and she currently lives in North Myrtle Beach with her husband, Keith, and two Cocker Spaniel fur babies, Baxter and Bella. And they have one daughter, Caitlin, and she and her husband, Travis, live in North Carolina. I'm very excited to introduce her to you. Tammy, how are you today?
I am great. Thank you so much for asking. This is
fantastic. I'm so excited because, You know, I'm not sure that everybody knows just how much you believe in what we talk about here in the humanity of sales. And that element of where purpose meets profit is just a prime part of who you are. Would you like to share a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially in the finance industry, I think, where most people are so focused on money, and even those that advisors that, you know, focused on their clients' money, but also on making money. Really, when you put the person first and you care about the person, the rest of it just happens. And I believe that it's not the money that's the most important thing for my clients. It's really the client. Getting them to understand that too is interesting, because there has been such a focus on money, and really it's not about the money, it's about the people.
It is. And I bet a portion of what you do is really about educating them on that, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's funny because when clients or prospective clients first come to me, they immediately want to hand me over statements, and they talk about the dollars and the investments and all of that. And typically I'll slide that back to them and say, we're not going there yet. I need to know about you. I want to hear about you. I need to learn about what's important to you and what your goals and your dreams are. I want to hear all about that first. We'll talk about the money, but that's later.
Yeah.
What's most important is you. And so a lot of times that's not what they've experienced with other advisors. But for me, it's not. It's the people.
And, you know, I imagine that when you focus on the people, that humanity of sales, that when you do what you do, you're able to better understand them and provide them with what they need to make the money, right? That's where the correlation comes from.
Sure. Yeah. Well, and it's when you get to know the people, you're building relationships. I mean, I've learned things about people that have or could have major impacts on their future financial plans. And if I wouldn't know those things if I hadn't taken the time at the beginning to really talk to them and get to know them and again find out what's important to them. So you know, even with the clients, the money comes later. It'll happen for them. But you know, those relationships and just getting to know people is just such an important factor.
It really is. I love that, and I have loved that about you. And since I first met you, I think it's wonderful. Now, something else, when you started your business, when you founded Thrive, you had a particular focus on wanting to help women, right?
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about where that comes from and why?
Sure. Well, I'll kind of give you the short story as to how it first started. Back with COVID, I'm sure a lot of advisors went through the same thing. I mentally was kind of reviewing my client base and was concerned about certain people, as I'm sure a lot of others were too. What ended up happening was I had a particular couple, and they never crossed my radar, never thought about them. But they both ended up getting COVID, and the husband passed away. And unfortunately, it put his wife in a really tough position because she'd never been involved with the finances, with the planning and the investments and all of that. And she had said something to me the first time she came in to talk to me without her husband that really was kind of a gut punch as far as women needing to be more involved. When I talk to a lot of women about their involvement with their finances, a lot of them say, yeah, I'm very involved. I'm the one that pays the bills. But it goes beyond that. We're not talking about just paying the bills. We're talking about, you know, how much do you know about the planning that's being done for your future? Do you know your options should anything happen? Do you know what investments you have and why you have them and what they'll do for you later? Because statistically, you know, men don't live as long as women. So statistically, we will be around longer than our significant others. And so it's really important to me that women have an understanding and a confidence level a lot of them look at this as too complicated and it's too much and they don't want to do it, but it doesn't have to be that way. And so that's what I'm trying to show women and teach women, is it doesn't have to be complicated and too much, but you need to know, you need to understand.
I see this over and over again with my clients. What you're saying, in when you came to that realization with that particular couple, I see it over and over again. And that's why I think that what you are offering in educating and building financial confidence for women is imperative. It really, really is. I know that you can't give any specifics, and nothing that we say here is advice. But is there some bit of inspiration that you can provide for women out there to get started thinking about this?
You know, it's really keeping in mind that education is power. And it's not, again, it going back to, it's not about the money. It's about the people, and it's about these women, and it's about building a confidence level. Hopefully they never need to find themselves in the driver's seat of a car that they don't know how to drive, but there's a good chance that they may. And so really empower yourself, learn, get educated, because education is power. It's powerful. It provides independence and just puts them in a better position, whether or not they need it at all.
It's better to have the umbrella and not have it rain, right?
Exactly. Right.
Concept of having the information, because information is power, whether you need to ever use it or not.
Absolutely.
I love that you're doing that. And we have some really fun things that we want to find out about Timmy and what she's doing in our community, how she's giving back. But we're going to take a brief break here. And when we return, you will find all about that and that contribution to community with Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. See you on the other side.
My name is Heather Grezik, founder of Myrtle Beach Tai Chi. Meditate in motion with intentional slow movement, aim to improve focus, balance, and overall well-being. All ages welcome, no equipment necessary. Get class schedules and more info on our website at www.myrtlebeachtaichi.com. That's www.myrtlebeachtaichi.com. Bringing people together in a positive way for centuries. Try Tai Chi. First class free.
Are you up for an adventure? Heather Hansen O'Neill is bringing the Sales Adventure Half-Day Training Program on tour. It's based on her Humanity of Sales concept and provides proven strategies to help sales leaders bump up their closing ratios. October 2nd in Charlotte, North Carolina, and October 9th here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Email Heather at heather@thehumanityofsales.com for more information.
We are back here with Tammy Hardy having an amazing conversation. We started talking about your philosophy and education when it comes to working with your clients. And I know that you have specifically developed a process that addresses your clients' concerns and critical events that may shape their future, helping them to better navigate some of the changes in the world. So I know you can't necessarily go into a lot of detail here, but can you explain how that came about or anything that you'd like to share?
I think hearing from so many clients, both men and women, that this process is complicated to them, it's overwhelming. A lot of people look at investing, or, you know, they think about the stock market as being something that's just way beyond their comprehension. They just don't want to deal with it. And a lot of them, that's why they go to a professional to help them. I think that it's important for me, though, that my clients do understand some of what we're doing and why we're doing it. They don't need to know all the details, you know, for example, exactly how I pick out a stock or a mutual fund for their portfolio, but they should have a general idea of what it is we're doing and why we're doing it. And so this process kind of developed to make sure that we hit all the steps in terms of helping to educate people about what it is we're doing and why we're doing it. That also gives them comfort levels when, or a certain comfort level when there's market volatility, you know, the market's going up and down. They understand what it is they're doing. And it just provides a sense of peace and confidence as far as that goes. So having that process, having particular steps is important for that. And then as they approach retirement and they're moving beyond, there's other things that come into play. You know, retirement alone is something that's important. There's Social Security, there's Medicare, there's lots of different steps along the way. So having that process kind of helps us hit everything and make sure we cover everything.
Wow, that sounds amazing. And I think it's so important to have a system in place, a process that can guide you. It gives, I don't know, it feels like it gives a sense of peace.
Yes, exactly. And peace is important in this industry.
Before we went to the break, we were talking a little bit about confidence and education and all of those things and ideas that we have about money and what we're capable of. And so I was wondering if there was anything that had to do with how you grew up that caused you to want to go into this.
Yeah, there was, you know, and it's so funny. We all have our own story as far as why we do what it is we do. When I was about 13 years old, I started babysitting in my neighborhood, and I had two regulars. So babysat them regularly. They were on the same street that I lived on. So when I got done and got paid at that time, I could walk home safely and feel that I would get there okay. But I would walk home counting the money that I made. Mm-hmm. When I got home, I would take some of it and put it aside and then save the other bit of it. And periodically my mom would take me to the bank and I would deposit money into a passbook savings account. If anyone remembers what
those, way back in the day,
I'm dating myself here. And I used to just get so excited to watch the balance in my account go up. But what was even greater than that was I have three other siblings. So there were four kids. My mom was a stay-at-home mom for the most part. There wasn't a huge amount of money. So we'd go grocery shopping. And obviously, there was food that, you know, we were buying store brands, you know, that kind of thing. And I'm a cereal girl. Like, I love some particular breakfast cereals. And if I asked my mom for that, she would say no, one, because it was too expensive, and two, because she'd buy one box and the box would be gone with four kids. So when I was babysitting and earning money, that money that I set aside, I would go grocery shopping with her. Now we're talking 13, 14 years old. I would go grocery shopping with her and I would buy my own box. And at the time it was Captain Crunchberries, my own box of cereal that I kept for me. And it was just such a, it was such a freeing and independence type of experience, that something so little as buying a box of cereal really instilled something in me. As I got a little older and got my driver's license, she let me take the car to the local bookstore. And so I had an hour, and I love to read. So I'd go to the bookstore and I'd wander around for an hour and I'd pick out books, and I had the money to buy whatever books I wanted to buy. And then I'd go home and I'd sit and read. And again, it just, those experiences just made me feel empowered. They made me feel independent. And I think that's what really started it. From there, I started as a teller in high school, and that was kind of the beginning of the end, I say, because that was really the start of my career in finance. And I mean, that's continued to today. So yeah, I think it was those early experiences.
I'm so glad I asked. I wasn't even planning on asking, but something just drew me to it. And I love the story. I love this story. This is fantastic. And it strikes me that, the empowerment. You used the word empowered. Yeah. I felt empowered and independent. Yes, I can see that so clearly. Mm-hmm. And just as I can see how sometimes if you grow up in a different situation, you might have a different response mm-hmm. to it, which explains as well why people need to talk to you, right? Because they may not have had those same empowering experiences with money. And it's okay. It's, you know, You just need to figure out who you need to talk to and what you need to learn to be able to move forward based on our own experiences. I love that story. Thank you. Now, I did promise everyone that when we came back from the break, that we would dive a little bit deeper into your thoughts on giving back to the community and some of the things that you currently do. Can you share?
Oh, absolutely. So one of the biggest things that I do in the community, again, this going back to education is power, right? For everybody, man or woman. I tend to have a lot of women events, but I also hold events for everybody, is the educational events. I do monthly coffee clubs, lunch and learns, other events, you know, as they come up about different topics, because, and I put them out there for the community in the hopes that people will come. There's never a cost for them. But I want people to learn. I want people to feel that confidence. Education is power, and that is so, so important. And I think the community being better educated, people being better educated, that's just going to make a stronger community. So that's really important to me. And then I'm also involved in Palmetto Literacy Council, which is a nonprofit. They help provide tutoring services for both children and adults. Mm-hmm. And so I'm currently tutoring a little girl in math, which, if you know me, and this is going to sound funny, I don't like math.
I love that. I'm sorry, yeah. But that is wildly amusing to me. Go ahead.
There is a big, big difference between math and money. I do not like math. I never liked math as a child. I was extremely intimidated by math. So when I joined the Palmetto Literacy Council, I told them, I am your girl for tutoring English and reading. I can, you know, that's my cup of tea. And I was approached to tutor a little girl in math. She's second grade. So at first I was a little hesitant, but I thought, you know, this little girl needs some help. And so I need to get beyond myself and do that. So that's been such a joy. And it's so exciting to see another child feel more confident in something like that than I remember feeling as a child myself. I wish I had that when I was little. I probably love math a lot more than I do now.
You know, I think it's fantastic that you do that for so many different reasons. First of all, I think it's hysterical that you don't like math. because, you know, just getting back to some of those ways that we grew up and the beliefs and things. I was told once by a teacher, you're not good with numbers. And I believed her, mm-hmm. right? And it's actually not true, but it guided some of my decisions for a really long time. Mm-hmm. And that's why for that little girl to have someone like you who didn't like math and now has done so well in money management and helping other people, to be able to be a role model and to teach her some things. It's one of those mentorship. It's one of those beautiful symbiotic relationships. It's cyclical. Everybody benefits, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I love it. I just love seeing her. You know, there's a struggle, obviously, because that's why she's getting the tutoring. But when something clicks for her and she understands, to think that, you know, I remember times in school where there were steps that I missed, and that created anxiety and trouble with different concepts after that. So to see her connecting the dots and knowing that she's not going to have those missed pieces, like to help her through all of that, is just, it's extremely fulfilling. I absolutely love doing it.
Oh, it sounds like it. That's beautiful. And I, you know, as someone who is personally an adventurer, someone who has a program called the Elements of Adventure, I have to ask about something that I happen to know. You love anything related to water. You're an avid runner. You're a cyclist. You do different events. Can you share a little bit about that part of who you are?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. And I will say, along with my experiences young, you know, as a youngster, and how that led me to money, the other thing that I think has kept me on track is my running, which is kind of funny because you see, you know, I often use running as a metaphor for life in general. And going through, so I've run a half a dozen marathons or so, and going through some of those things, it really does kind of, it changes you in ways that impact you in more than just running. It shows you you can do things. I love to challenge myself. So physically, I love to challenge myself in terms of, you know, I think I can do this. But that transpires to so many other things. Mm-hmm. You know, when I think about the marathons that I've trained for, even what I've done here with Thrive and starting this business, it was scary. Just like starting to train for a marathon is scary because you think, oh my goodness, there's just no way I can run that far. But you find that you can. You take the little steps forward, you do what you're supposed to do, and before you know it, you're crossing a finish line. And it's just, I just love it. I just love those types of events where I challenge myself. It does so much.
And I definitely think there's a correlation. I call it the adventure mindset, but it's an athlete mindset as mm-hmm. well. It's a peak performer mindset. It's being able to view a challenge, a hurdle, as something to strive to cross or get over or work your way through, not as a way to keep you from something, right? It's right. a way to grow you forward.
Yeah.
And you have the adventure mindset that I help other people have. And it's one of the things that I was drawn to about you. Now, we are flying through this show and I'm having so much fun. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners about you or about what you do that we haven't covered?
Yeah. You know, a lot of people don't quite understand what financial advisors or financial planners do. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people think that, you know, I need to have lots of money to go talk to one. I'd encourage people to reach out if they've got questions about different scenarios. I love, you know, part of the education piece, but I love also just having the opportunity to sit down with people and, you know, even if they don't become clients, being able to at least steer them in the right direction or raise some questions that they might want to consider. People should get that out of their mind that, you know, they don't need millions of dollars to go see a financial advisor. And the earlier you start planning for things, the better. So I have a number of younger clients, and by younger, I mean, you know, 20s, early 30s. And I love seeing them put plans in place and have them already thinking about their future, even though it's years down the road. So never too early to get started talking to somebody about planning in general. If you're in that age group, you know, don't be turned off by it.
I'm glad that you brought that up. So if someone is interested in just having a conversation with you, learning more about, how can they reach you?
They are always welcome to call the office. So the office number is 843-438-8039, or send me an email at tammy@thrivepws.com. They are also welcome to check out my website. That kind of explains some of my processes, some of what it is that I do, and gives them a little bit of information about me. And there's also ways they can contact me there. And the website is www.thrivepwsprivatewealthstrategies.com.
Thank you so much, Tammy, for your insights today, for all the good work that you do, and for being an amazing partner. Thank you all for listening to The Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit, each Sunday at 10 a.m. right here on Hot Talk 99.5. Next Sunday, I'll be interviewing Verlin Wolf, previous owner of Carolina Cool and perpetual giver and expander of humanity. We'll be talking about the importance of empowering your people and the impact that can have on the profitability of your company. It's a good one. See you next week.
You've been listening to Heather Hanson O'Neill, host of The Humanity of Sales. Brought to you by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. Be sure to tune in each week on Sunday at 10 a.m. for more strategies and stories of purpose and profit.